Track 67. I went home, and it really cost me a lot to lie to Dad. I told him I had broken up with Edward, and I didn't want to live in Forks anymore. Dad was in so much agony, I could hardly manage to pack my things and go. I was going to cry at any moment. Alice and Emmett drove me to Phoenix, and we stayed in a hotel room for some days. Carlisle and Edward meant to lead James up to the north, far away from me. We were waiting for news from them. Eventually the phone rang. "Bella, it's me." It was Edward's soft voice. "Oh, Edward, I was so worried about you." "We are all fine, Bella. But we lost James outside of Vancouver. We have to find him. I'll come for you soon. I love you. I love you too, Edward." I finally got to sleep. The morning after, when I woke up, Alice was drawing. It was a room with all its furniture and appliances. A very detailed sketch. "Oh no, that's Mum's house. The tracker came here for my mother, not for me." I was shocked. "Don't panic, Bella. Edward is flying here to help you and he'll solve everything." Alice tried to reassure me. "No, no, no, he's not tracking me now. He wants to hurt someone I love," I cried desperately. Distraction came in the form of a phone ringing again. "Hello? Who's there?" "Hold on. Bella, your mother." Alice held the phone out to me. "Hello, Mum," I said happily. But the voice I heard was not familiar. It wasn't Mum. "Do exactly what I say and your mum won't be hurt," the tracker said. The worst nightmare I could imagine. He ordered me to find a way to leave my friends and go to Mum's house, where he would call me and tell me where to go next. I obeyed. I made up my plan. I went to the bathroom and turned on the shower. Then I jumped out of the window. I was sure that Alice and Emmett wouldn't notice my escape for 30 minutes. I caught a taxi and went home. He phoned me and gave me the new address, which took me only 2 minutes to get to. It was the dance studio, where I used to go as a child. I opened the door. "Bella! Bella!" I heard my mum's voice, but she wasn't there. Actually, she was on TV. It was just a recording. He had tricked me. Mum was never involved and was safe in Florida. "Come here, Bella. You have such a nice smell. Floral, somehow." I tried to run, but he caught me, and I flew backwards and hit my head against the mirror. The glass cut my head, and blood began to flow and drip onto the floor. He stood over me, mad with thirst for my blood. Instinctively, my hand raised to protect my throat from his teeth, and he bit it.